From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. There have been several large hepatitis A outbreaks throughout the country in the last few years, like the one in San Diego and near Detroit. And because of the large numbers of people infected in those outbreaks, for a while there was a shortage of vaccine available. But as KBIA's Rebecca Smith reports, the shortage of vaccine is just one of many issues for those fighting an outbreak in southeast Missouri.
It's a bright sunny morning in July, and the Butler County Health Department in Poplar Bluff is gathering. Papers are shuffled, coffee is poured, and folks settle in for their weekly update and strategic planning meeting.
We got the latest update on Monday from Autumn. There's 161 cases in the southeast region.
That's Whitney Pressler. She's the communicable disease nurse for the health department. She's giving the department heads an update on the hepatitis A outbreak that's been going on in southeast Missouri since late 2017. She says most of the cases have been people who use drugs and their close personal contacts.
We're trying to get them in here and get them protected so that we can stop the spread of this so that it doesn't spill over into the general population and we go from 97 to 500 cases overnight, because we don't want that.
As of July, there had been 97 cases in Butler County and 161 throughout all of southeast Missouri. Now, there's a lot of misunderstanding about hepatitis A. All hepatitis forms cause inflammation of the liver, but where hepatitis B and C are transmitted via blood, think intravenous drug use or shared needles, well,
hepatitis A is primarily spread through the stool of an infected individual.
Basically, tiny fecal matter particles on someone's hands then get on shared objects and are consumed. That's John Boss. He's the Assistant Bureau Chief for the Bureau of Communicable Disease Control and Prevention with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. He says this outbreak has been difficult to control because people may not know that they're putting themselves at risk, as drug users may think they're safe if they aren't sharing needles. This group also tends to be homeless, which means couch surfing in a lot of rural areas, and that makes them harder to find. So the health departments had to get creative. Pressler works with health inspectors to target people at risk who may work in area restaurants. They created a Facebook page to better inform the community. They use a lot of memes. And they've also partnered with behavioral health centers. Southeast Missouri Behavioral Health is located in an old bank, and nurse Jana Nicholson walked me through the clinic and showed me where they keep the hepatitis A vaccine.
I think this is the perfect place to have it because we're kind of like front line in the war here, if you want to call it that. As they're sitting here with me, I can start talking to them about it, trying to convince them how important it is to get that vaccine.
For a while, the vaccine itself was a factor in the outbreak, as Boss says.
Yes, an increase in demand for hepatitis A vaccine did result in some concerns over vaccine shortages,
making it difficult for organizations to get the vaccine. There were 592 cases in San Diego, and there's an active outbreak in Michigan, with more than 900 cases as of February 20th. But those are big areas with large populations. To deal with a shortage, the CDC did make some changes to vaccine recommendations, and Boss says the manufacturer has been meeting needs since the summer.
And though it is something that they're continuing to watch as we continue to see outbreaks.
It's been months since I first visited the health department in Poplar Bluff, and they're only up to 107 cases. But there's now 262 cases throughout 18 counties in southeast Missouri. Pressler says Butler County hasn't seen any new cases since the end of November, but there are no plans to stop vaccination or education efforts anytime soon, because as she puts it, there's still more work to be done. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.